Prayer is a very special type of intimacy.
Prayer means spending time with God and just simply talking to Him, I suppose. For me, anyway.
Prayer to me means centering myself in the presence of God.
Prayer for me is being mindful of others and what they're going through as I go through my day.
Prayer to me is connecting with God, and I think oftentimes I'm changed more through prayer than my situation or what I'm asking for.
Understanding the power of prayer is you can do mighty things. God can work, do His work through prayer.
Prayer is an ongoing process of you talking to God and connecting with your spirit. It should be something that you do throughout the whole day and not just before you go to bed. It's a chance to really just connect and talk about what you're going through and just to seek wisdom and comfort.
For me, prayer is learning to experience God in a deeper way and in not just begging for all kinds of stuff, but trying to develop a deeper relationship with God.
Prayer means hope.
Prayer to me is a reminder that God is near, and it's more of a communicating with God. It's not necessarily something that gets answered, but it's as therapeutic for me as it is hoping for some kind of solution to appear.
Presence with God.
All right, prayer for me is writing, and writing is prayer.
Tuning in.
I guess prayer would mean to me is like finding that connection with God and being able to pour out all your feelings for Him, or to Him actually. And it's just, you feel all that like warmth inside when you are able to open yourself up. So.
Prayer is connecting to my God in a very intimate and personal way. It's listening, but it's also hearing what He has to say to me.
For me, prayer is being able to connect directly to God and to align my whole heart, my mind, and my soul with God's will for me. Praying is like every day I go to God and ask what His will is for me and how I can direct my life that way.
To me, prayer means reflecting on the things that you should have done today, what you hope to do tomorrow, and what you hope God will do to help you make all those things happen.
Let's open this chapel about prayer with a prayer, if you'll pray with me. God, we thank You for this opportunity to gather as a body and explore how You have called us to pray. We specifically ask Your guiding hand over this chapel and over the campus in the coming days and months. Help us to be open to Your transforming presence that it may speak into our imperfect lives. Amen. We light this candle, if I can get it to light, as a symbol of God's presence with us and as a reminder to pray. For the remaining chapels of the year, we will always try to have a candle lit for that continuing remembrance to pray and for God's presence with us. So just as we saw in this video, prayer can mean many different things for different people. For some, it's a way of communicating with God, and for others, it's a way of centering themselves and finding refuge from the chaos of their lives. Another way to think of prayer is as offering ourselves to God. In this type of prayer, we come before God and allow God to examine the inmost parts of our being. We let God look into our thoughts, our actions, and into our very souls. Part of prayer is letting God transform us from our fallen nature into the image of Christ within us. Recently, EMU announced that it was undergoing a 6-month listening process to discern possible changes in the hiring policy. The current policy asks that employees affirm the Mennonite Confession of Faith, meaning that people identifying as having same-sex attraction can be hired, but must remain celibate. As we enter into this listening process, we recognize that a commitment to prayer is absolutely necessary, that true Christian discernment cannot happen apart from the essential spiritual discipline of prayer. But there are dangers in approaching discernment through prayer. With this particular issue of same-sex attraction, we recognize that there are many people advocating for both the traditional and the progressive sides. Conflict seems inevitable. Sometimes when we enter such a setting, we might be tempted to pray that God will cause people to change their minds. We might pray that we will win all the important debates, or that the other side will somehow be shown the error of their thinking. We may even be tempted to call down judgment and curses on those that don't believe the way we do. Sometimes we just want to pray that God will show us the right answer. I would like to challenge us that this is not what prayer is about. In this particular debate, we will not find the right answer. Because no matter what, someone will be disappointed with our decision. Someone will claim that we were not following God. I would like to call us to something else as we explore prayer in the coming months. I would like to invite us to pray for transformation, to be open to God's transformation, not for transformation in our opinions, although that may come with it, but to be transformed into the image of Christ. Instead of praying to gain insight, or to get answers, or to be right, let us pray to become more like Christ, so our decisions and our discussions can reflect Christ. Let us pray to be more like Jesus. By keeping Jesus at the center and striving to be more like Jesus, we avoid the doctrine of right and wrong, and instead focus on the transforming power of the Spirit. By prayer, we pray to help us to be better. We invite God to help us to be better followers of Jesus. And that is the prayer that we ask you to invite into your lives in these coming days and months. To help us voice this desire for Christ, I'm going to invite you to stand and turn in your Sing the Story in the Purple Book to number 31, and Julio will lead us in this song.
Jesus.
be seated. To guide us in this goal of being transformed in the image of Christ, we have chosen Romans 12, which speaks of becoming transformed by the renewing of your mind as the scripture kind of this time. As we pray as a campus over the listening process, we encourage you to open yourselves to this transformation by prayer. And to kickstart this prayer process, we're going to do a prayer meditation practice called Lectio Divina. And in Lectio Divina, you listen to the scripture for where God is speaking into your life. We will be using the Romans 12, 1 through 6 and 9 through 12, taking a combination of the NIV, NLT, and RSV translations. So the first time as we practice this here in chapel today, we invite you just to listen as the text is read. The second time, we invite you to think of what God might be saying to you. Listen for words or phrases that might jump out at you. The third time as we read it, and you listen again for those words and phrases that jump out, think of what you're going to do about that. How should you respond to what God is saying? Between each reading, we will pause for reflection while Julio plays through part of that hymn that we just sang. And there will be reminders on the screen of what to think about as we go through the Lectio Divina. So as we begin this process, join with me as we present ourselves again to God in prayer. Pray with me. God, help us to pay attention to the Holy Spirit among us. Open our hearts to receive what the Spirit brings for us today. Help us to be vulnerable and let you into the places in our lives that need your light. We consecrate this time to you, God, that your presence may be felt and your Spirit may speak. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Please listen as we take time to read from Romans 12.
Brothers and sisters,
I appeal to you,
urge you,
plead with you by the mercy of God to present your bodies to God as a living and holy sacrifice, the kind God would find acceptable.
This is truly the way to worship God.
Do not be conformed.
Do not copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you by the renewing of your minds.
Transform you into a new person by changing the way you think.
So that you may discern what is the will of God.
So that you will learn to know God's will for you, that which is good, pleasing, and perfect.
Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, by grace I say to you,
do not think of yourself more highly than you ought.
Do not think you are better than you really are.
Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves.
Think of yourselves with sober judgment. Measure yourselves according to the faith God has given you.
Each of us has one body with many parts. These parts do not all have the same function.
So we, who are many, are one body in Christ.
And individually we are members, one of another.
We all belong together, each bringing different gifts.
God has given us different gifts.
Don't pretend to love others, really love them.
Love must be sincere. Genuine.
Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love.
Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other.
Honor one another above yourselves. Outdo one another in honoring each other.
Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically.
Keep your spiritual fervor. Serve the Lord.
Be joyful in hope.
Rejoice in our confident hope.
Be patient in affliction, suffering, and trouble.
Be faithful and persevere in prayer.
Keep on praying.
Keep on praying. Thank you.
as you listen the second time, what might God be saying to you? Brothers and sisters,
I appeal to you,
urge you,
plead with you by the mercy of God to present your bodies to God as a living and holy sacrifice, the kind God would find acceptable.
This is truly the way to worship God.
Do not be conformed.
Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you by the renewing of your minds.
Transform you into a new person by changing the way you think,
so that you may discern what is the will of God.
So that you will learn to know God's will for you, that which is good, pleasing, and perfect.
Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, by grace I say to you,
do not think of yourself more highly than you ought.
Don't think that you're better than you really are.
Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves.
Think of yourselves with sober judgment. Measure yourselves according to the faith God has given you.
Each of us has one body with many parts. These parts do not all have the same function.
So we, who are many, are one body in Christ.
And individually we are members, one of another.
We all belong to each other, each bringing different gifts.
God has given us different gifts.
Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them.
Love must be sincere, genuine.
Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love.
Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other.
Honor one another above yourselves. Outdo one another in showing honor.
Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically.
Keep your spiritual fervor. Serve the Lord.
Be joyful in hope.
Rejoice in your confident hope.
Be patient in affliction, suffering, and trouble.
Be faithful and persevere in prayer.
Keep on praying.
Keep on praying. In the third reading, how might you respond to what God is saying to you?
Brothers and sisters,
I appeal to you,
urge you,
plead with you by the mercy of God to present your bodies to God as living and holy sacrifices, the kind God will find acceptable.
This is truly the way to worship God.
Do not be conformed.
Do not copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you by the renewing of your minds.
Transform you into a new person by changing the way you think,
so that you may discern what is the will of God.
So that you will learn to know God's will for you, that which is good, pleasing, and perfect.
Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, by grace I say to you,
do not think of yourself more highly than you ought.
Do not think you are better than you really are.
Be honest of your evaluation of yourselves.
Think of yourself with sober judgment. Measure yourselves according to the faith God has given you.
Each of us has one body with many parts. These parts do not all have the same function.
So we, who are many, are one body in Christ.
And individually, we are members, one of another.
We all belong to each other, each bringing different gifts.
God has given us different gifts.
Don't pretend to love others. Really love them.
Love must be sincere, genuine.
hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, be devoted to one another in love.
Love each other with genuine affection, and take delight in honoring each other.
Honor one another above yourselves. Outdo one another in showing honor.
Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically.
Keep your spiritual fervor. Serve the Lord.
Be joyful in hope.
Rejoice in our confident hope.
Be patient in affliction, suffering, and trouble.
Be faithful and persevere in prayer.
Keep on praying.
Keep on praying.
We now ask that, excuse me, we now ask that you form into groups of maybe 3 to 6 people and kind of talk to each other about what you heard or how you experienced that time. And after maybe 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes, we'll bring you back. If you can, maybe start to wrap up some of your conversations and we invite you again to turn to the Sing the Story, number 31. And we'll sing it through one more time here. And then Lauren will have a closing prayer.
I invite us to continue to be in prayer both as individuals as well as corporately. There will be numerous opportunities for doing that in the weeks ahead to the end of the term. We've invited faculty members to begin classes on Thursday and Friday with prayer, and they have the option of sharing a prayer that's made available to them, or they can create their own prayers as they wish. And we have ordered small magnets that will be available for people to display. And those did not arrive in time for this morning, but they will be available and distributed tomorrow. I'd like to close this service by sharing a prayer that was written for us for this occasion by Carmen Schrock-Hurst, entitled A Prayer for the Guiding Light of God's Spirit. And I pray that this will continue to be a prayer that we will utilize throughout the term. Please join me in prayer. O God, throughout the ages, you have been a faithful light for your people. Today, we once again find ourselves in need of your guiding light in this time of discernment. We humbly ask that you would give us grace to listen to one another with gentle and compassionate hearts. We ask for trust for those who are afraid. We ask for hope for those who are discouraged. We ask for wisdom for those who are in leadership. We ask for a fresh outpouring of God's Spirit on EMU and the broader church. Show us the way forward together. In the midst of our discernment, may we not forget the other work to which you have called us, to feed the hungry, to clothe the poor, to shelter the homeless, and to bind up the wounds of those who are suffering. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.